to Otaku American. This is Mikey Fresh here. And today's episode, I have a co-host. This co-host for today is Soapbox Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
Yeah, I don't even, sometimes I'll be like, yeah, I have a special co-host and this, that, and the third, and then be like, they're special, but you know, I have a few friends that come on from time to time, so it's just not the
He's there all the time.
Yeah.
So, that was the special.
Yeah, it's like a special guest, a dear friend. So, but yeah, how you been, bro? How you been?
I've been good, man. How you been? You know, just maintaining.
Yeah. I understand completely. But you know what? We're gonna start with something that, you know, I don't like to say that I'm a fanboy for Microsoft. But
I'm not really a fan of either. I'm not at the same time. If that makes sense.
I am. You could say I am a fan of quality technology and quality services. That's what I'm a fan of. So Okay. Whoever provides it for me, I'm going to rock with that. So if Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft are all providing something quality, then I'm going to rock with them. But, you know, speaking of Sony be killing me sometimes. I can't with them.
Like, there's some juicy stuff going on with the case, the FTC versus Microsoft.
So what's the latest?
So the case is going to pretty much be a wrap on the 29th. And we'll know what's going to happen, if the acquisition is going to happen or not. Yeah. I think the acquisition is going to happen most definitely right now, because the FTC's complaints and arguments are really invalid. They don't make a whole lot of sense. And Jim Ryan didn't even show up, which is
Jim Ryan is the worst, bro.
I'm not a fan of the Jim Ryan era of Sony, to be honest. And it's not for things like this, it's because I don't think they innovate like they used to. But yeah, this
they're basically resting on the laurels with everything. They're like, all right, as long as we don't mess up like the PS3, we good. And that's what they've been doing. So
yeah, they don't risk things anymore like they did with the PS4 era. Their games are very similar. There's heavy narrative driven, stealth, third person action adventures, shooters with RPG elements. They all fit that mold to me. I'm sorry, you can say I'm hating, but I just wish they would go back to doing like something like Shadow of the Colossus. Returnal was a nice Returnal form. But anyway, I'm rambling.
But to stay on that for a second, I would love for them to come back out with some of the games that they started the Sony PlayStation with. Like, come out with a new Warhawk, or come out with a Twisted Metal, or come out with like a SOCOM. Diversify your library of games instead. Like you said, a lot of their games are the same. But, you know, a company that's trying to diversify their portfolio, in Microsoft trying to acquire, you know, Activision, they're totally against that. They're so against it that they're just making stuff up every 5 seconds. You're like, yo.
Well, the funny part about it is that they claim that that Microsoft is just trying to gobble up all the developers out there.
But that's what they did.
You find out in this court case that the only reason they started doing that is because Sony was trying to destroy the Xbox, which I get as a competitor, that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
But in the gaming space, they had so much good relationships with so many companies that they could afford to due to business transactions they had before, that they could pretty much solidify that something stays exclusive. So one of the biggest things, in my opinion, is with the whole thing, is that Starfield was supposed to be a PS5 exclusive. And then when Microsoft heard this, they were like, we can't keep losing exclusives. We can't keep losing ground like this. So they just bought Bethesda.
Hey, if you got the money, if you got the money, like, come on, like, you could say, people could say whatever they want in regards.
I'm not hating. People could say whatever
they
hating.
No. But people could say whatever they want in regards to Microsoft. But you be like you're thinking of Xbox. Yeah, Xbox can't afford it, but Microsoft can afford it. So if you can afford it, because trust, Sony would have done the same thing. That's why they make all these exclusive deals with everybody.
Yeah, if they could afford it, they would, but they can't afford it. That's why they make deals with particular games. Yeah. That's all they can afford to do.
Microsoft's so, like, well, why get the cow? Why get the milk when I could just buy the whole damn cow? So and then
pretty much.
So
and that's so what, yeah, what the precursor to that was Deathloop and Ghostwire Tokyo were coming exclusively to the PS5. And we saw that it was exclusive for a year. The only reason it was exclusive for only a year was because Microsoft bought it at the last moment and wouldn't let them renew the contract. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, those games would have been exclusive too. And I know Deathloop would have hurt to not have that on Xbox. Ghostwire Tokyo wasn't bad, but yeah.
Yeah, I haven't even played. Honestly, I haven't played either game. Honestly, so I know I Deathloop is available on Game Pass, right?
Yeah, both of them are.
So, well, I know I've seen Ghostwire Tokyo. I think I've even downloaded it. But now because I'm so far out into this, you know, at this stage right now, that I'm like, you know, I'm just basically waiting for what's the game?
Armored Core.
No, Armored Core, yes, but what's the other one? The one we were just talking about.
Starfield,
yes. I wanted to say Starfighter. Yeah. I don't know why I got hurt and watch that movie, I guess. So, but Starfield. I'm just gonna wait for Starfield to come out. So So I'll be playing probably Street Fighter 6, even though I haven't turned it on. And I think the last time I played the game was like about 3 days ago, which is good.
It was
for
on
me.
A couple days ago,
which is good to me for me because you know I don't play fighting games all that often. But other than that, I think I played Overwatch. I'm suffering and playing Overwatch because I have nothing else for me to really play. So that's why I'm like trying to figure out what my password is for my Steam account so I could get something playing on that. So you know, but yeah, I just found it weird that Sony was just like, you know, crying wolf, talking about, you know, acting like they such the victim. Meanwhile, you see, if you look at the transactions of buying companies out, Sony had been doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's business, man. You know, that's basically what it is. The second bombshell that came out was not really a bombshell. We knew Sony was full of shit by saying, oh, it's going to, you know, it's going to hurt competition and all this other stuff. We knew that was nonsense. Oh, and how if Call of Duty wasn't part of the ecosystem, there was no way that they could that they would be able to compete if Call of Duty became
exclusive to Microsoft. Yeah.
Yeah, and in an email with Jim Ryan, they had to give up a lot of assets and stuff. Basically, the email says they know for a fact that this Activision Blizzard isn't about exclusivity. He even says it in the email that they're thinking bigger than that. And you know, yeah, as you know, Sony does not want this to happen, but if it does happen, they'll be fine.
Of course they'd be fine. Everybody knows they'd be fine.
Who really thought for a second that Sony would have been in a bind if this happens?
Fanboys of Sony. That's who. Those were the only ones that were like
the only people that thought
the
that.
The only
that,
people. Everybody, Nintendo fans knew, Microsoft fans knew, the people who are in the actual industry knew. Everybody knows. The only people who were hard on it, listening to what Sony had to really say, were those fanboys of PlayStation who are like, oh my god, listen, if you're going. I look at executives the same way I look at politicians because they're the same people. So you don't listen to anything that they're saying. Like, I'll listen to the developers based upon the game that I like. But if you're going to listen to, like, what are we listening to Jim Ryan for?
Right, like, he's not even a gamer, man. This is the thing I've been trying to explain to people all this time. Say what you want about Phil Spencer, but he's a gamer.
Phil Spencer jumped into that role because they screwed it up so badly. And he was playing the games all the time.
But bro, Jim Ryan, he's the dude that came to a Gran Turismo convention and saw Gran Turismo running on PlayStation 1, and his mind was blown on why people wanted to play the PlayStation 1 version when they looked terrible. And it's like, really, bro? Like, this is your CEO. This is who you have in charge of your gaming division. It's like, he's a figurehead. That's all he
He's a
is.
salary man. He's definitely a salary
Exactly.
man, as the Japanese would say.
So it's not a hatred for Sony per se. I don't like him, honestly. Like, in the past, what's it called? What was it? Reggie from Nintendo, and these guys were actual gamers, and you could relate to them somewhat, even though they were businessmen. But this guy is—it's not relatable at all. It's all about money, and I get it; it's a business, but I don't have to respect that. I really
And
don't. So.
the fact that he is a salary man or a exec, like most of what he's going to say, you got to look at it. He's not doing it for the betterment of the industry. He's doing it for the betterment of his company so that they can be the only ones and they can make all the money.
Yeah, it's funny because a good friend of mine said the other day that Sony was lying about Xbox trying to monopolize, do the monopoly that they were attempting. And I
How
think
is
that's
that a monopoly, though? I'm trying to figure out.
no, like how Sony was trying to do the monopoly that they're saying that Xbox is
Oh
trying
no,
to.
yeah, Sony definitely tried to do.
That
If you're gonna
they
say.
tried to destroy, like, understand that Microsoft relies on Sony existing at this point in order to make money. If this acquisition happens, they're business partners, whether they want it or not. And same thing with Nintendo. Like, Microsoft relies on Nintendo to push some of their products. So I don't, like, they don't want to ruin. They don't want to ruin either of them.
I was just.
I'd be honest. I'll be honest. I don't think that they even want to push themselves up on the console market. I think they're fine being in third place, to be honest,
Who,
with this
Nintendo?
acquisition. Xbox.
Oh, Xbox?
As
Yeah.
long
Oh,
as
yeah.
long as they as long as this acquisition happens.
And it's funny because it's like I remember with the 360 days, it was like everybody was like, "Oh yeah, you can have a PS three, or you can you just get your Wii 60 and you be good." And I was like, "Yeah," because Microsoft has been working to some extent with Nintendo for a long period of time, whether it was directly or indirectly. And I don't think Microsoft would have an issue working with Sony. I mean, at the end of the day, Sony like. Most likely than not, so people in Sony, when they're building and making their games or doing their spreadsheets or doing this and doing that, it must eat them up inside to know that they're launching up like Microsoft Office to look at to do this stuff. Because I'm like, yo, you use their products all the time.
A
So
lot
are
of
you
companies do.
and at the end of the day, Microsoft is a software company. So if they could have Game Pass on all the consoles, trust they would. They probably wouldn't even make Xbox anymore.
Yeah, I think that they're like Jim Ryan admitted it, that they're what the shit they're on right now is not about dominating the console market. It's bigger than that. And even he recognizes that. So he, like, again, he's a businessman. He would recognize stuff like that. So another funny part is the FTC made a complaint basically saying that Minecraft for Sony's platform is not optimized like the PS like I'm sorry, is not optimized like the Xbox Series X and S's version of Minecraft. There's no PS5 version. You basically have to run the PS4 version of Minecraft on the PS5. And they were saying, well, why is that? And how do we know you're not going to do that with future iterations of of your games? And it basically came out, though, the only reason that they haven't done it, they haven't done a PS5 version for Minecraft and didn't want to make, I think it was Minecraft Legends for the PS5, is because Sony didn't want to give them a development kit. So the only reason
I knew it had to be something silly. I knew it had to be something silly.
So it's like, how are we going to make this for you if you don't give us the kits on time? You know, so it's like, yeah, you're going to have the inferior version because you're not giving us the key, the kits in order to make the game for you.
Yeah.
So
I knew it had to be something silly because it was like, oh, like, and I'm thinking to myself, first of all, like, I'm like, even if they had the kits for it, I'm like, why? Like, it's almost as though they're just grabbing at straws, basically, because it's like, you're talking about a game that's old as hell. Now, maybe Legends, I'll give you Legends, but like Minecraft, like, I'm almost positive some people are running it on PS4 anyway. So,
yeah. I don't know. I was like, I was kind of
grasping at straws, baby.
I just thought it was funny how the FTC just wanted to basically make them guarantee that they would give all their properties to Sony, and Phil Spencer was kind of, I mean, the judge even was like, obviously not for free, you know, and they're like, no. And then like, you know, then they were trying to basically back Phil Spencer into a corner saying, oh, well, can you promise that if this Activision Blizzard, can you swear on oath that all the software would be coming to a PS5? And he was like saying, well, most of it, but some of it isn't even available on console, like World of Warcraft and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So not everything, honestly, but, you know, everything that's on console. Yeah, we want from Activision Blizzard, we want that to continue being on PlayStation 5 and 6 and 7 in the future.
To me, all it is, for me, I think with Microsoft and buying Activision Blizzard was that all existing properties will stay on the consoles or whatever platform they're on. But anything that comes out new, most likely not, will be exclusive to Microsoft.
Yes.
Of course, that's what, like, it's understood that's what they were going to do. Because unlike Sony, who goes out and does stuff like that, like, you know, now we're never going to see, if they come out with Sunset Overdrive 2, we'll never see that because now it's lock, stock, and barrel with Sony. So,
well, that's Microsoft's property at the same time.
Yeah.
So they can make another game, but Insomnia wouldn't do it.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
That's cool. Because I know they re-released the game on PlayStation, and I'm like, okay.
Did they? Sunset Overdrive?
I think it did come out on PlayStation, yeah.
Sunset I didn't know that.
Came out on PlayStation. Because I remember they were talking about it.
I'm almost positive it did. I don't know. Okay.
I don't know. Let me check that real quick.
All right. So basically this whole thing is going through. Oh, yeah. They basically said that Microsoft thinks that the next PlayStation is coming out 2028, which is 5 years from now. So if they have speculations that that's coming out in 2028, then I'm pretty sure that Microsoft has plans to release their new console in 2028 as well. So, yeah, we got about 5 more years and we can do this all over again. It's going to be great. And... So basically Indiana Jones, they had to cut some deal with Disney so Indiana Jones could stay exclusive on the Xbox and PC. So from what it seems like is that the Activision Blizzard stuff is going to be multi-platform still, mm-hmm. but Bethesda is up in the air. They don't know what they're doing just yet.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, since you mentioned...
Let me just say one thing. It makes it never any of these Sony fanboys were that, like, I've seen so many videos where they're just straight up embellishing and lying about how the court case went. It's like, y'all are ridiculous. One, yeah. Two, it's we knew from the very get that Call of Duty would not be exclusive.
Yeah.
Because it just hurts Microsoft to do that.
You spend all this money for these properties, and you're the one property that most people buy on all platforms. You're going to exclusive it to Microsoft? No, of course not.
Yeah, that makes no sense to do that because it sells the best on PlayStation. So if they were to do that, it would hurt them. And Phil Spencer acknowledges at this point that people aren't going to get an Xbox over a PS5. Or sell their PS5 to get an Xbox. That's not how it works.
They would have to buy every game that's come out or about to come out and make an exclusive to Xbox in order for people to like, all right, well, I'm just going to have to toss my PlayStation.
Not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
It's going to take time. It's going to take time to build up that fan base again.
Yeah.
So it's like I just sit here and I wonder what the point is. Just that people don't want to see Microsoft in the gaming space for whatever reason. I don't really care. I mean, all the companies are full of shit. They all lie.
It's funny though, because for me, it's like seeing Microsoft in the gaming space is not because I'm at my heart, I'm really more of a PC gamer. And PC, you're running everything on Windows. So I'm used to seeing Microsoft in the gaming space. Hell, they do some esports stuff. They do they used to just do it as Microsoft. Now they do it as Xbox because they're trying to prop up Xbox more. So, but they used they're to trying always do to, stuff all the time in the gaming e-space and the LAN parties and all other stuff. Yeah, so I'm used to seeing Microsoft in that aspect. You know, it's not like you're playing a game, you're playing PC games you're playing computer games on your Mac. I mean, you could do it, but why? That would be kind of silly.
That's just doesn't make sense.
But in other news, you did mention, I want to talk a little bit about some movies and TV and stuff, but you did mention Indiana Jones. Has that movie come out?
I don't know.
I was watching. It's because it's funny because I was watching. I remember seeing Spider-Man and I remember seeing Rise of the Beast. And I've seen those in the movie theaters. And I remember both of those, they both previewed or had trailers for Indiana Jones. So I'm like, is there Indiana Jones movie out? The more I see the movie, the more I'm like, I might want to see that. I'm not like the biggest Indiana Jones fan, though.
Oh, I'm trying to see if it came out yet.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan.
Yeah, it's showing today.
It probably just came out.
I heard it didn't review very well.
It says it released June 30th, so it's just coming out.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. It's weird because it's like. You know what they should. You know what they should really do. And unfortunately for Indiana Jones, when people think Indiana Jones, they think Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. So, and they didn't do like I think Mission Impossible's kind of in the same boat with Ethan.
With Tom Cruise.
With Tom Cruise. So now, like, obviously Harrison Ford is obviously already too old. Is getting old as well.
Old.
And then Tom Cruise is getting old. So. You know, what are you going to do now? Are you just going to replace them? They should have been done like how Bond movies do, where they every couple of years they replace the actor and use somebody else.
I think you get Tom Cruise to play Indiana Jones.
Okay. So that's crazy. You get Tom Cruise to play it, and then you get Harrison Ford to play Ethan.
Exactly.
So it'd be wonderful.
It's like, you know, this doesn't fix anything, right? It's like, shut up, it's good.
It's good. Didn't you want to see this already? That's like what they wanted Tom Cruise to play who? In a Marvel? Iron Man?
Originally Iron Man, yeah.
Yeah, Iron Man. I was like,
but he had scheduling conflicts.
I still don't know about that because like Tony Stark, I'm not saying Tony Stark should be really tall, but he should be tall to some extent, like at least have average height. Like Tom Cruise is
there's things they could do with the camera. You got to remember Michael Keaton is a short dude too when he played Batman. There was a lot of stuff that they did with that.
Matter of fact, I remember I've seen quite a few Mission Impossible movies. And I remember the one where he was fighting Tom Cruise as Ethan was fighting against Cavill.
Oh my God. And Cavill's like, a big dude.
Cavill is like he's like 6'3", 200 something pounds. That's a big dude.
I was like, there's no way that Tom Cruise.
It was clear based upon, especially, you know, I'm a cameraman by trade. So it was clear what angles they had to do it in for it to even make sense. Because it was,
but
no...
yeah, but you know, even though then people and from what I saw, people were saying that the height difference was really apparent.
Oh no, the height difference was apparent in that movie. It was mm-hmm. clear that he was like, it was clear that he was like damn near a foot shorter than Cavill's character. I was like, this is crazy. But how about, I know you've seen, as of the time we're recording this, which is Tuesday, tomorrow, the second episode of Secret Invasion is coming out. So
yes.
How do you feel about Secret Invasion? First of all, I don't like the fact that there was only one episode we were able to digest, and then we had to wait another week.
Yeah, then wait for it. Yeah, I kind of get that. The episode itself, I liked. I didn't think it was like I'm hearing people saying it's the worst, one of the worst shows ever that Disney put out. Yo, and people, I'm watching this, and I'm
people
like,
say that about every show that Disney comes out with.
It's true. It's true at this point. I'll say this. It's like from what I saw, I got pretty much what I expected, kind of like a cloak and dagger spy film that kind of did revolve around the Skrulls being radicalized. That's kind of what I wanted. Now, anybody who reads the books, yeah, this is going to be a very different story to the fact that they told the writers and directors to not read Secret Invasion before they made this because they didn't want them to reflect on it, because this is kind of more like a Nick Fury solo more than just a universal event. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, Secret Invasion was a huge summertime crossover that involved everybody. So I don't think they're going that large in scale. So automatically you're upsetting the purist because it doesn't follow the you know, it's not a source accurate.
Yeah, it doesn't follow the canon.
Yeah, so it's that, and it's very different from a lot of other Marvel shows, and that's kind of why I do like it, because of the serious tone. There are jokes and stuff that are made and stuff, but they're not like Guardians of the Galaxy-esque jokes. There.
My issue, though, is like I like the fact that all the shows they've come out with, none of them were really the same.
They have different tones, yes.
They all have different tones. They're all showcasing different things. They're all different. That's the part of, like, I'm going to say the word that people don't like sometimes, is that their diversity of what they're going after. They're going after multiple different segments of, you know, the people who are possibly going to watch this show. There's a lot of people who like dry, procedural, kind of cloak and dagger kind of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Why else would Law and Order be on the air for 15 million years?
Exactly.
So obviously I've heard kids who are like 17 talking about their favorite show is Law and Order. I was like, Law and Order is older than you. So
yes.
Like,
exactly, bro.
What are we talking about? So obviously, like, you have
what
to have
era?
You have to have something in there. And I mean, Disney / Marvel, they're not new to this. They know there's a lot of people who like certain types of things. You don't, and as a fan, you don't have to love everything. Like, I'm not a big fan of Ms. Marvel, but I can appreciate what it's doing for the portfolio, for the universe building. For Marvel, I can appreciate that. I mean, it's not my favorite show. Just like, what's the other one? Falcon and Winter Soldier. I'm not a real big fan of that either, but I can appreciate those shows. So
there's look, not everything is gonna mesh with everybody's perception of what things should be. It's fine. I don't love every single Marvel show that's come out, but it's like, you know, not everything is made for me.
Not everything's for you.
You know, so I think people need to stop with this. From what I've been reading is that it's dry, it's boring, and it's too serious. And I'm like, this y'all are serious.
I was like, wait. I can't see how it's too serious. Hey, let me get this straight. So you don't know, if this was real life, so you don't know about humans, about Skrulls. There's only a set number of people in this world that know about their existence. And now, since they're shapeshifters, they're taking over people. Slowly but surely, they're taking over people. To me, that sounds pretty fucking serious.
It's serious.
We don't need comedy in this because we don't have time for comedy.
They've become radicalized. They're doing terrorist attacks.
They had a bombing in the first episode.
It's not a scenario which leads to comedy. I'm sorry. They're not going to be serious during this. So people need to get over that aspect. Not everything from Marvel is all jokey. It's like if you like, I love how you can tell the fans who have never ever read a book.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's like, they've it's too serious.
They've only been fans of the live action stuff.
They became fans with Iron Man. Yeah. That's when they became, or maybe with Spider-Man. But they became fans through the movie verse, not through the actual source material. So what basically is going on here at this point is they're like, oh well, it's not funny, it's dry, it's boring, and it's like, if you think it's too serious, then I implore you to read some of these books.
Or
even if you, the most comical characters have very serious roles.
Yeah, but or if you think it's too serious, just wait a couple months. There's going to be something else from Marvel that'll whet your appetite, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Like, I mean, The Marvels is coming out in November.
Yeah.
So, and that's not going to be serious.
A lot of jokey jokes in it. So.
Oh, you can, in the trailer, you could see it's got like three jokes in the trailer alone. So if you want your typical, like you said, your jokey action. Joke MCU, then there you go.
Action, then you're going to get it with The Marvels.
Yeah. So let Secret Invasion be its thing. Let it do whatever it needs to do.
People just kill me sometimes. I'm like,
people don't know what they want. They said that She-Hulk was too silly, and this is too serious.
I remember. Yeah, they did say it was too silly, even though She-Hulk in the comic books was silly.
Has always been a silly character. You talk to people at my job and stuff. Like, I stopped watching after she was twerking, and I was like, really? It was a post-credit scene. You know what I mean? It wasn't that serious.
Yeah.
Like a large portion of the people missed it.
Yeah.
So
I didn't even know. Honestly, I didn't even watch the because with some of the TV shows for Disney, not all of them have. Not every episode has a post-credit scene. So
yeah.
When they told me that she was twerking, I was like, really? I didn't see that. And then
I
was like,
when that happened.
It was a post-credit scene. I was like, oh, okay, well, At first, it kind of, I kind of wasn't really one for the show, only because it's not that I felt that it was very silly. But, I know how, She-Hulk is in a comic book. So, I'm not a real fan of it, but I was like, I mean, I would like to see certain characters in different aspects. What was dude's name? Who fought against Hulk in the Incredible Hulk movie?
Oh, Abomination.
Abomination. Yeah, I would. I from what I saw in regards to some of the trailers and how he was acting in that in the show, I was like, oh, I'll watch it. And then I was happy I watched it because it gives you a different aspect of the universe. So, but people, that's my issue though. People don't look at things in regards to. Objectively. So yeah. It's like, oh, if it doesn't fit this box, then it all has to suck. I'm like, yo, there's multiple boxes and they want to appeal to more people than just you.
Mm-hmm. It's like the Moon Knight series. I'm a big Moon Knight fan. Moon Knight series wasn't necessarily my cup of tea. I don't think it was a terribly made series, but I didn't really enjoy it that as much as I wanted to. But there's someone out there who's never been who's never heard of the character Moon Knight, and they love the concept, and I like the idea that they might just go and take that love for the show and, pick up a couple books of the Moon Knight and really get, dive deep into the character.
The unfortunate part is I don't think there's a lot of people who watch these movies and shows and they want to pick up a comic book.
That's true, too.
I think there's a lot
cool.
It got me to go and look at Moon Knight, even though I didn't pay no attention to it when I was growing up. But
yeah.
Because I, you know, I have an account on Comicology or whatever they're called now, and Marvel and DC stuff. So it's not, it's like nothing for me. Plus, there's a comic book store right around the corner from my house. So it's nothing for me to show up and just pick up a book and then do that. But I don't think a lot of people who are watching these shows, I would say at least 70% of them aren't picking up anything to read.
No. That's a lot of people aren't picking stuff up, but there is that group that is. Yeah. And that makes that character better.
You only need
better.
One person to do it.
Exactly. That just gives that validates what they're attempting to do. And that's fine.
So how many episodes are for Secret Invasion? Is it like another 8 to 10 episodes?
I think it's six.
Six episodes. Okay.
But they're all going to be like an hour a piece if I correctly.
The first one was like 55 minutes, which I was wow.
That's long.
You're getting all close to it. You're getting close enough to the hour as possible. So
yeah.
But I mean I like the first episode. We're gonna do a little spoiler and then we're gonna probably cut this end the show. But the spoiler is like I was a little shocked that Maria Hill died.
I mean, it seems that way. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. But I was
that's how they ended the first episode with her. It looked like that she was dying.
Yeah, it sounded like she died, even. Like, you know, I rewatched it, and it was like, it was like she took her last breath. I'm like, but then again, I mean, Agent Coulson. So
I don't know. Let's see. Like, there's, even if Fury was thought to be dead at one point, you know, so we'll see what happens. It's Marvel. I know that the universe is a little more, unforgiving with deaths than the comics are, so we'll see what happens. But even if it sticks, it's a pretty shocking way to start the series with the death of a character that's pretty much been there since almost the beginning.
I mean, the only other character who has died and has stayed dead for the most part is probably Iron Man. So
and that was more of a money thing. The reason why Iron Man is not going to probably won't come back is.
Yeah.
So, it's not because they don't want him to.
Yeah. I've heard the actress, I forgot her name, who played Maria Hill, and she's talking as though, like, you know, she could come back or something like that. So it's like, you know, I don't know if it's one of those, like, you know, soap opera deaths or if it was like an actual death. So.
I mean, from what, like, you know, like the next episode could start and they're standing over her body and then she turns into a Skrull for all we know, you know?
Yeah, sure.
That's how it could possibly work.
As you were talking, I just realized there is another person who died and they stayed dead in the MCU.
Who's that?
Aside from obviously Black Panther, because the person I thought of was
Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow. Yeah, she's probably dead. I don't know. Most likely, I'm pretty sure. I think she said she's finished.
I think what you call is taking her spot from the Black Widow.
Yeah. What's her name? Florence Pugh.
Pugh, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
She
Yelena.
She's a good looking woman, y'all. I was like, okay, I see. She's a good looking woman. Now, I've seen her other stuff too. So I was like,
I saw her in Midsummer and a bunch of other stuff.
When she got a little weight on her, oh man, I'm like, woo, look at that. I was like, yeah. I was like, okay, I don't mind seeing her for another 10 years. So that's going to be a good look. So I was good with it.
But, bro, you can't replace Scarlett Johansson and not. Like replace it with something that's not, you know, up and coming.
Up and coming or hard to some extent. Yeah,
you can't just replace her with just anybody. So they picked the right person to do it with.
It's funny because when I was talking about this and you were saying that, I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, didn't Jennifer Lawrence popped into my head. And then don't they have a new Hunger Games or something like that going on? Is there a TV
show? They always have a new Hunger Games.
I thought it was done.
I don't know.
I thought it was done. And then it's like,
nothing's done. Nothing's done. It makes money. So it's never done.
That's crazy. But I have nothing else. So unless there's something you want to talk about before we close out.
I was curious about your opinion about the new Sonic game. I know you're a big Sonic fan.
I haven't. It's funny because I was on this social media thing, and I think it's Pokachai or something like that. And the guy was talking about the new Sonic game, and I was like, "Oh man, I have yet. I want to get my. I do want to play it, but I don't know when I'm going to play it. That's the only thing."
Yeah, it's like a it's a 2D Sonic game. It looks
Yeah,
like a
all new
which is
adventure or whatever.
crazy because it's crazy because we're getting a new Sonic game and a new 2D Mario game. A new 2D Sonic and Mario game. And apparently if the leaks are true, they're dropping the same week.
What?
That yes, that's crazy. That wasn't on my 2023 bingo card.
Bingo! So.
So new Sonic and no, new Sonic and Mario 2D games? No. No shot. No, it's happening. That's
Nope.
crazy.
It's happening.
It's
Wow.
crazy.
Yeah, I'm
That's pretty
definitely,
much
I
it.
gotta definitely pick that up.
I'm
It came
curious
out
about both
already,
of
right?
those. Oh no, not yet. Not yet. I think it's coming out in October.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And it's called
So.
Sonic what?
Superstars?
Oh, yes. I do see that. Superstars.
Yeah, I think it's
Okay.
Superstars.
That's crazy. I always enjoyed Sonic, and I love when they had the TV show and the cartoons, and they expanded on the like before. For the longest, people just knew it was Sonic, and then Tails showed up, and then Knuckles, and then that was that.
Yeah.
And then at Sonic Adventures, when they started pulling other people out, like Amy,
And Big
and
the
yeah, so. You know, and I do enjoy how because that game came out and they had those characters show up, those sh characters went on to the TV show, and then now people may not necessarily know them by name unless it has something like Big the Cat kind of name, but they recognize them as being characters from Sonic.
I
So.
just love Big the Cat for breaking up the game so weirdly.
Oh yeah, because his play style was totally
This
different from
little play
everybody
style
else.
was just fishing for his frog that was missing.
Yeah, that
And it
it
was
was,
surprisingly fun.
and you know
But
why it
yeah.
was, but you know why it was fun? Because they had that Sega bass fishing game, and that's
And
ultimately what they
it
did.
was a lot like that, yeah.
And a lot of
So.
people love that game, so it was. I played that Sega bass fishing game, and it was a pretty good game.
Because like that
So.
Big the Cat chapter, either you loved it or hated it. I felt like because people who hated it said like, oh, it's too different from the rest of the game, and like people like me was like, man, they got fishing in Sonic. This is fucking great.
Yeah, that's
So,
like the
and
best part of the game.
it's
So,
so weird. It's so weird because the cat is just like this big stupid cat
with a
with
fishing pole.
a fishing pole looking for a frog. It's great. It's
Yeah,
so dumb.
it's
It's
great.
amazing.
And what people don't realize sometimes with Sega is known for making some outrageous games. They're known for that. Like I the
Yeah, just
first
making some weird decisions
The first
sometimes that
game I
might
could think
work.
of that pops in my head is what Space Channel 5.
Oh my God.
That game,
Yes.
I was like that game is weird. That's a weird game right there. That's
It's a
like
weird game.
that's almost on the level of Sony back in the day, like PlayStation OG 1, PlayStation 1 Sony with their
Just
weird
doing
games.
weird shit. Yeah, and it works.
Real Japanese, like quirky kind of games, and Sega is all in for it. They like sign me up every single time.
That's what I love. That's what I least love about old Sega's. Like you said, those weird ass Japanese ass games like Jet Set Radio and stuff like that was just crazy taxi.
Crazy Taxi, Jet Set Radio. What else did they have? Space Channel 5, obviously. They
Yeah,
had
there was so much, man.
They had semen.
Semen.
Yo, they had so many games. They had then they had the games that would come out, and because I don't know if this game was from Sega themselves or if they were made from another publisher. What was it? Elemental Gimmick Gear or something like that. Egg for short.
What?
Yeah, no, L Big L loved that game. When we had our Dreamcasts, he played that game all the time because it was like an RPG. Besides like that, you had Phantasy Star, and then you had all those other games.
What was it? Skies of Arcadia for the Dreamcast. Skies of Arcadia. Man.
I remember playing that on Dreamcast. It eventually came out on other stuff, but that was a fun game. I liked that.
That was a great game.
And then Capcom came out with a lot of like off the beaten path fighting games, like, you know,
for the Dreamcast was so good.
They had Dreamcast like, was I have, so good. The Project Justice, which was the Rival Schools 2 sequel, and then the game that I love was Techromancer. I play Techromancer right now. I think I have it on as a what you call it, emulation or something like that. But
yeah. Power Stone 2.
I played that recently. Funny. Yeah, it's funny. I went to that Anime Next and a Video Games Con guys were there, and they had a little area in one of their locations, and I took a friend of ours son with me, and he played. It's funny because he played Power Stone 2 with me, and he was like, "I don't understand this game." I was like, "Yeah, it is a lot." And then he also and the funny thing to me was he played a game on the GameCube. He played, I want to say Mario Kart, one of the Mario Karts that came out on GameCube.
And Double Dash?
Yeah, I think it was Double Dash. And he was playing it, and, you know, I'm watching him play it or whatever. And in my head, I've played this game already, so I'm like, all right, well, this. And then he gets up, and he tells me, I have never used a GameCube controller before. I was like, what?
Whoa. That's crazy. What?
I felt old as hell at that moment. I was like, oh my God.
Which is weird because the Smash Brothers scene still uses GameCube controllers. And that's
what I said to him. I told him, I was like, let me, you know, tell you a little bit of quote unquote history, I guess you could say it. And I was like, the reason why GameCube controllers, like it was a legit GameCube controller, not one of the ones they re-released and have it come out on the Switch. But on the other console, but I was like, the reason for it, I was like, can you guess why that game is still popular amongst today's gamers for the Nintendo? And he was like, nah, he's not a big Switch, not a big Smash fan, but he guessed it was Smash. He was because of that game. And I was like, yeah, because that game came out on GameCube, and Brawl? Or Melee.
No, Melee. Melee came out on GameCube.
And everybody played that game using that controller. I was like, it's not like that controller is great. Have you seen the button layout on that controller?
I can't play Smash Brothers with anything else, man. Yeah. I just can't. It's ingrained now.
Yeah, well, that controller, since Smash Brothers came out and it had that controller, a lot of people just used. You know how many hours people put in Melee playing on that console? Yeah, of course. Of course they're going to need to bring that controller back.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But yeah, I have nothing else. And it's great having you on the show today. Talk about some stuff.
Oh, thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
And I feel kind of old after that last thing we just talked about. But, you know, it is what it is.
We both do,
you know?
Man. It's okay. Reminiscing about the younger.
You know what's funny about that, though? It's like I talked to him, right? And like, I tell him these things, so we'll talk. And like, don't get me wrong, his mom has played these games too. But it's like, you know, when it's like an adult that you kind of like, you know, you like or you look up to or something to that effect, and they tell you, oh yeah, I played that game on with the OG GameCube controller. They're like, whoa.
You're old.
They're like, oh, you're old, but at the same time, they're like, that's cool. Because he's more like on the old soul kind of thing. So he's missed out on a lot of stuff that we grew up with, and now he has to deal with stuff based upon the generation he's part of. So it's he's like, oh man, all the best games were out back in the day and this, that, and the third. I'm like, yeah, you could probably play it in an emulation. You're not going to get your hands on any of these consoles anytime soon. So
Nah. Those are too expensive now, believe it or not.
Yeah, so. But yeah, bro, thanks for coming on the show. And if you got anything you want to plug real quick.
Let's just plug life.
Awesome. Oh, have you done anything with the
No, I haven't done anything. Oh, Oh, so what do you mean, like
the club, I think it is.
Yeah, I do have a club, but I haven't been on in a couple of days to check to see who joined it. But I should get on that. Yeah, I do have a club on Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Called Nerd Gang.
Yeah. So if you're a fan and you want to watch, you know, talk about like basically the same stuff we talk about on this show, and a couple more things, because there's an eclectic group of people who are part of that that Facebook group. So just go on there.
Yeah.
I think you got to apply, answer some questions. They're going to have you go on a scavenger hunt, you know, that kind of thing. So,
so yeah, then, over 1,000 members deep, man, you know.
So, but as always, for Otaku by Otaku, thanks for listening, guys. And peace.